Authoritarians worry about leaks a lot. But supporters of the polite revolution don't have secrets to leak. We have the luxury of being able to talk honestly about what we did in the past, what we're doing now, and what we plan to do in the future. We can change the world without doing anything illegal, immoral, or fattening. We can change the world by simply telling the truth and acting with integrity. We need to admit that a system that needs lies, spies, and violence to stay in business needs to go out of business. Maybe you have to pay the government for being alive, but you don't have to call it taxation. You can call it what it really is, armed robbery. Maybe you believe that the prison industrial complex is necessary, but that doesn't mean you have to call it incarceration. Call it what it really is, kidnapping, torture, and slavery. You can't have an honest moral accounting if you have off-the-books kidnapping because you call it incarceration. That is Enron rules of accounting applied to morality. The law of gravity does not give exceptions to certain objects. And the laws of information processing and morality don't give exceptions to certain people. All of us will be judged by history. Our descendants will be writing and reading that history. Uniforms and pieces of paper will not exempt anyone from that historical judgment. Our children will remember how we treated them. Authoritarians don't have the best track record for being kind to children. So it stands to reason that history won't be kind to authoritarians. If you believe kidnapping, torture, and slavery are necessary, and you also believe in an honest moral accounting, you need to explain what good is being done that outweighs the obvious negatives of kidnapping, torture, and slavery. Members of the Deep State Gang have now kidnapped members of the Trump Gang in order to learn the Trump Gang's secrets. That can't happen to polite revolution people. There are no secrets to learn. It's all right out in the open. All we want is to end taxation, incarceration, education, and war. How hard can it be to say you don't support armed robbery, kidnapping, brainwashing, and mass murder? How hard can that be? We don't need marches, riots, strikes, and other disruptive tactics. Those actions only irritate a lot of people to no good purpose. and disruptive tactics discredit the people responsible for the disruption. What we do need is accurate language and logic. If people start telling it like it really is, what it is will change. In essence, the people have given a certain group of oligarchs the right to be criminals and not be punished. If rights can be granted, then rights can also be taken away, as our masters have so thoroughly demonstrated. We may have to live with criminals and psychopaths, but we don't have to worship them, or even respect them beyond the basic respect that any person deserves, no matter how dangerous to peace and prosperity they are. People respond to their incentives. We can change the behavior of many of these criminals simply by changing their incentives. We need to stop paying people to mistreat us and start paying people to help us out. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.